would you be offended by this, or would you get a good laugh at it? Hey, it's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show, and a Texas woman is looking to identify a photo bomber. I call it a photo boober. They say that she ruined her family's weekend trip to a state park. They were doing it to remember a family member who died. Now, the lady flashed her bare boobie. You could see everything in the background of a group photo. This is on our Twitter. Radio Now AM show. I blurted out Liv. Liv's like, oh my God, you can't have her naked. I'm like, no, the boob's blurred. It's a little thing. It looks like she's naked, but you got to click on it. Also, it's on our Facebook. Just search for Radio Now, whether you're in Indy or Houston. Give it a like, and you'll see that up there. I want to know, after you see this photo, and just in general, if you imagine it, 833-563-2539, would you laugh about this, or would you be really upset? Now, obviously, this family's upset because a family member died,
right,
and they were there,
right,
just kind of hanging out at the park. I guess maybe they had good memories. This is actually a Texas family.
See, that's what I think. I think that they were going into this already upset and like a little bit more sensitive because of why they were there. I think going to the lengths of trying to find this girl.
She wants her to be identified so she can realize how wrong it is or what she did.
Right, right. I think that that is a little dramatic. I think the fact that we're talking about it right now, this lady probably knows that they were upset. Would I be upset? I mean, I think I would laugh. Now, I think it's kind of funny.
This woman, Liv, she said that she feels completely disrespected, and she thinks that the person should be held accountable. What she did was wrong.
So, there like jail kids- time?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Now, have you seen the photo yet? Go check it out if you're not. Okay, I want you to see the photo on Twitter. Just search for Radio Now AM Show. Give us a follow. It's also on our Radio Now Facebook page, whether you're in Indy or Houston. I put it up on both, so you can check it out. I want you to see the photo. Now, obviously, there's kids in the photo, but like they're not looking at
right,
the woman
it's
doing
not
it.
Like the kids saw the boobs.
What do you think about this? Would this upset you, or would it be no big deal? Would you just laugh it off? Go ahead, Liv.
I think it's a little weird. I would not do it, but I would not be offended by it.
I've never done it like I guess at a park, but I remember I was at a college party, and they're actually a married couple now too. But they were sitting on steps, and I just was really drunk, and I pulled my pants down, and I put my butt cheeks right between like their heads. They didn't realize it, but they were like posing for a cute little picture back when you used to take everything on a digital camera. And they're like, what the hell, Joe? Your giant hairy butt cheeks are all up in our photo.
See, now I think that's absolutely hilarious. You're at a college party. You have to know things like that are going to happen. That's funny. Now, I just looked at this picture, and you can see it looks like there's a kid on top of this like statue thing they're posing on, looking down at her. I think that's inappropriate because there's kids. Like, wouldn't you be embarrassed? Like, I don't care what age you are, but wouldn't you know, like, that's weird for like a little kid to see a grown woman's boobs. That's weird.
Well, no, I mean, it is a little bit awkward. Here's the thing, though. I think people are making too big of a deal out of this, and obviously there's hurt because they're sensitive remembering a family member because it's a boob. This isn't a dude whipping out his junk, which the thing is, like, a man flashing his boobs, like, if I did my moob, I still think that's funny. Boobs are funny. We get so uptight about breasts, and they're totally normal and natural. I don't see why everybody's getting so butthurt about it.
I mean, flashing them in a park with little kids, I'm pretty sure you can be on the sex offender list for that.
For your boobs?
Registered sex offender. It's the same thing as whipping out your penis and
is
peeing.
It? No way.
Unless you're breastfeeding. But if you just have the intention of flashing.
There's no way. You can't be right about that. There's no, you got
to. Someone call in. If you are a cop or a police or have anything to do with the law enforcement, could she get arrested for this? For flashing in a park with children.
Because the mom of the whole family, the lady that took the photo, she's like, I want justice.
See, I would not go that far because like I wouldn't be that triggered by it. But if one of my children or one of my nieces and nephew saw a woman expose herself, a grown woman expose herself in a park that's like four kids, I would be upset.
Okay, I think everybody's a little too uptight here about a little booby.
It was a photo of the three of us. I would not care at all. But I don't want my son or my nephew, like, seeing a random grown woman's boobs.
I could see Liv one day, you're only going to look at your mama's boobs and that's it. Nobody else's. You hear me? Amber, if people are just tuning in, we're talking about this lady who, kind of like a photo bomb, she photo boobed a picture, and this lady of the family is really upset. She says they were at this park, the state park, just to remember a family member. I think, okay, it's sad they lost somebody and it was like a photo, but I think if you see this picture, it's on our Twitter, Radio Now AM show, you're going to laugh. What do you think, though? Is this inappropriate, or would you laugh about it?
I mean, I would laugh. Definitely probably not 100% appropriate, but it's just a boob.
Wait, have you seen the picture yet?
I have not. I just started listening, and it was all about boobs, so I called.
Go to our Twitter.
Well, now I know what you like. Okay.
Go to Twitter at Radio Now AM Show because I want you to see the picture, because at first I was like, this is funny. They need to chill. They need to relax. And then I saw the photo and I was like, geez, that's like really close. And there's a kid watching her do it. So I kind of changed my mind a little bit.
Like Holiday World, the lady that her top came off. My son did not think anything about it. He's six. He was like, it's just not a big deal for your kids if you raise them that it's not a big deal. I breastfed all three of my kids in public. It happens.
Liv, would you be butthurt about this photo if it was a butt? If they were mooning instead of flashing?
No, I think a butt would be funny. And I'm not saying that I would necessarily be like really upset and I would want to track this girl down. I really wouldn't. I would be like, inappropriate, but whatever. If it was just me and my friends, I would think it's absolutely hysterical. There are kids involved, I'd be like, kind of inappropriate, but whatever. But what I am saying is that I feel like I don't understand what the difference is between this woman flashing in broad daylight with kids around and someone who is in a park at night with no kids around, really like going number one, peeing. I don't get the difference.
In decent exposure wise?
Yeah, I don't get the difference, but...
Because I think, well, first of all, I think boobs are different than a wiener. Like, wieners are totally different.
I agree.
Boobs are not a sex organ. They're not.
I agree that they
are... I like them, though.
I agree that they are different than a, you know... I agree that they're different than a penis, but I'm just saying, I would think... I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I would think that a policeman would be able to arrest someone who purposely, willingly flashed in broad daylight in a park for kids with kids around. That's just my thought.
Amber, I want to tell you right now, anytime if you ever see me and my wife, Lindsay, around town, you're more than welcome to like photo boob us, okay? I would laugh at that.
I photobomb people all the time. I love to do it. I photobombed this older Asian couple at Michigan City. I have never boob bombed, but I might switch to it.
Yeah, start boob bombing. Can we start doing that, everybody? Even guys, move it. Move bombs everywhere.
Hey, you know, I feel like this lady didn't know that they were taking a memorial photo for their family.
Probably
so she
not.
Probably thought she was just being funny. And now with this family, I feel like in this day and age, you can Photoshop anything. So why don't they just like Photoshop in the family member that passed away?
Oh, you could totally crop her out,
you know?
But seriously though, too, she's got some nice boobs.
I mean,
I would keep her in the photo because wow.
They're blurred out though.
Well, not in the original family photo.
Oh.
That's a keepsake right there. I mean, if you remember some old granny and like her knees were touching her boobs, not so much, but I think this is a good photo.
Mm-hmm.
You could judge for yourself. No, it's not at all. They're boobs. Right now on our Twitter, Radio Now AM Show.